scope. If you recollect my earlier conversation I mentioned about the scope, I mentioned that if you work with Big Fours or if you work with any of the consulting partner, they are very, very, very careful on the scope. Why do you think the government, whenever they are launching any project, they're very specific on the scope? And generally, they don't deviate. You might have read about, again, the bullet train project, that it is between Mumbai to Ahmedabad. There are about 5 to 6 stations, very clear. The scope is very, very clear. What train, what technologies are going to be used? What exactly the material is going to be used? Everything is called out there. That is scope. Now, why scope is very important, folks, is just because you have a dependency on your partners. And when you have a dependency on your partners, partner might have some other calculation in terms of their own manpower, in terms of their own technology, in terms of their own licenses, in terms of their own senior leadership involvement, and so on and so forth. That's why if there is a scope changes, if the scope is reduced, you are at the loss if you're a project manager. But if you're increasing the scope, there are high chances that you might end up spending a little more time, little more effort, and also little more cost. Scope is generally called out in the statement of work, or SOW, which we may call it as. It is also a part of your request for proposal document or RFP document whenever you are having an initial discussions. Remember, you need to have a boundaries of your project. If you're saying that I just want to upgrade my perimeter firewall, your scope is only limited to the perimeter firewall. If there are other underlying components which are coming or which becomes a mandate for you to change, then it is out of the scope. And there may be an additional effort estimate by your partner, by your support contractors. Your effective scope management would require the better communication, because what you are interpreting and what others are interpreting is very different. If you get an opportunity, just go and look through some of the tenders which government releases. You might have seen the tenders for Konkan Railway project. You might have seen the tender for some of the electrification of a project. You might have seen the tender, or if you have not, I would request you to please go and look up the tenders of the smart cities probably. And look at how clearly they have articulated the scope. I had an opportunity to work with one of such tender, and when I was having a conversation with an IAS officer there, he was very clear that this wording needs to be changed, because like how you interpret it, we don't interpret it. So communication language is very, very important whenever you are defining the scope. Okay, it cannot be too vague. It cannot be very, very ambiguous. Defining a project scope is very critical. I'm sure by now all of you are aware. And because depending on your scope, you might have the specific cost. And again, for the specific cost, you might have to have an approval mechanism internally. And obviously the partner might have to have an approval mechanism for their own organization. If your scope is accurate, it always gives you near to the actual amount, near to the actual time, and near to the actual requirement of the resources. And that's why we spend a lot of time into defining the scope. It's always a good idea to create a fusion team. It's always a good idea to listen to your peers. It's always a good idea to work collaboratively whenever you are making a project definition or a project scope. Something you might be missing it out. It will be worth to spend about an hour to walk others through on to the scope which you have defined. Project management. As we all are aspiring managers, as we all moving into the direction of management, project management is also of the similar kind, where it helps you in planning, organizing, and ensuring that it is going into the right direction, basically controlling the objectives, controlling the resources, controlling the cost. While management is a one word, tells you nothing, but it also tells you a lot of things. Your process would generate the project outcome within the objectives of cost, schedule, and other specifications. Maybe there is some additional technology change which you want to incorporate, or maybe the landscape of the specific technology partner itself is changed. Now, if the partner is accommodating it for your request as a free of cost as a part of the scope, it's fine. But what if the partner is going out of the business, right? Project management is an application of everything that is done by the project manager to meet these parameters. So project manager generally takes care of the project management. Project management also helps you, and again, we are going to spend a significant amount of time on what are the risks which might come up, what are the characteristics of the project manager, what are the skill requirement of the project manager, which we are going to speak in great, very detail. But right now, understand that even the project management covers your entire gamut of risk, which you're going to foresee. It is also going to see that there are any derailers, which basically is alluded to the risk, which might impact your overall timeline, overall accuracy, overall quality of the project. If you do not have the project management, or if you do not have the effective project manager, you might end up running into the problems, and you might end up running into an unsuccessful project. I always ask the interviewer or interviewee, okay, that is there any project which you failed, and can you explain why you failed? And 99 out of 100, they always explain about what are the mistakes they made in the project management, right? So that's why the project management is very, very important, very crucial. And why it is crucial? Because it ensures that you are delivering what you had envisaged. It is like a captain of a cricket team, who ensures that the team is taking that World Cup or the trophy, right? So that's why the project management is very, very important. And finally, it is also essential to have a early indicator. When I say early indicator, it's a very important element, because the management do not like surprises. Imagine that you have planned your own vacation, assuming that you will be getting a 5-star facility by look and feel of the website, by look and feel the commitment which the hotel manager has given, and when you actually visit the hotel and you will see the quality is not even of 1-star, you are surprised. You don't like surprised, right? So it is very essential that you manage the risk. So early indicators, basically, so that you avoid all these uncertainties and you avoid such surprises given to the senior leadership. Furthermore, on the project management, so typically it's a process, and it will have a different phases. When I say different phases, it will have some starting point, which we always call it as an initiation or a project initiation, follow with planning, follow with execution, when the rubber hits the road, right? Planning is something where you are thinking, you're designing, you're thinking of all the steps, you're thinking which team you need, you're thinking the schedule, everything. And then in the phase of execution, you are actually planning to execute. Once you've executed, or once you are executing, you might also need to have a checks and balances, basically the controls. And once you are done with all the activities, once you're done with the executions, you formally close the entire engagement, or you formally close the entire project. Now, these phases are very, very important, because every phase will have some outcome, and every phase will have some realization after completion. Right, and these phases would remain constant, remain same, irrespective of any size of a project, any type of a project. These phases will actually cover the entire lifetime or a life scale of the project, starting from its birth to its departure. Project initiation phase, now a little bit more on each phase. So your project initiation phase and the planning phase are very, very crucial, guys. Because if you are making a mistake into your initiation, and if you're making a mistake onto your planning, it is definitely going to affect your further food chain down the line, which means it is going to further affect your execution and control and the closeout phase. Let's talk a little bit about it. Okay, so the initiation phase involves your defining the scope, defining the need of the project, identifying the relevant people you might need, and also identify the feasibility. When I say feasibility, is it really possible? If you want to go to the Mars, today it may be possible, but is it really possible? Is it really achievable for you to go? Or is it making sense for you to go? Right? Planning phase is, again, as I said, initiation and planning takes a lot of bandwidth. And there may be a different team which might be involved. Because one team may have an expertise to understand the customer requirement. One team may have an expertise to right-size the resources. And the other team may be very, very expert in executing technically on all those requirements. And you might need a different team, right? So planning phase will involve the detailing, further more detailing of the project plan. You might also involve highlighting some of the major activities, which we generally treat as a milestones. Okay, so which if you have, say, four sub-activities, and once the four sub-activity gets over, and if and you think there's a major thing which you have achieved, it's a milestone which you might want to call it out. You further identify, is there any scope which is going to be changed, and finally how much budget you might need it, because every project would need some specific amount. Even if it is only the effort of your resources, you have to right size the bandwidth of your employees or your team members. That is something which gets covered into your planning phase. Talking about execution, as I said, it's real time when the rubber hits the road, is something where you are carrying out, you're just picking up that project plan, picking up all these activities and starting to execute it. Control is something which goes hand in hand with the execution phase, where you are continuously monitoring, you're continuously having a steering committee meet, you're continuously updating your stakeholders, just because you want to ensure that the project remains on its course. Finally, once all the activities are done, once all the customer testimonials are covered, once all the UAT or the testing or everything which customer wanted is completed, you formally would like to document and close out the project. Before you close out the project, you need to have the complete documentation as per the customer requirement. Why? Because anybody who wants to modify or enhance the project at a later point in time, or scrap the project and wants to reinitiate the project, it will be a reference document for them to understand what was done, what was the customer expectation, how it was changed, how many times it was changed, what was the customer sign off, who had given the customer sign off, when, how long it took to give a customer sign off, and all kind of stuff. Okay, so that is something on the project closure out. Naturally, you have a celebration. Naturally, you have the party, the recognition, appreciation of all the team members who are involved in the entire process. Phases, the same thing. It's one after an another. Okay. So it starts with the project initiation, then you have a planning, then you have an execution, then you have a control, and finally you close out the project. So as I mentioned, every project will have a phases and a set of deliverables. I call it as a stage gate reviews. Now the stage gate review is basically a process where the project manager would ensure that whatever deliverables are required to be submitted on that phase are actually as per the expectation and delivered. For example, if you talk about the project initiation phase, maybe you would like to have, or you must have, the project charter. Project charter, we are going to speak about it in detail, but right now understand the project charter is nothing but a document which will have the brief detail about the project, It will have the need of the project, it will have the amount or the tentative amount of the project, and it will also have the sponsor's approval or a sponsor's blessing on that particular document, right? So like how for the project initiation phase, you need to have a project charter, you need to have a stakeholders identified, because that takes a lot of amount of time. If the project, if the stakeholders which are identified, excuse me for that, if the stakeholders are not available then, or if they are already running on a notice period, then they may not be a suitable stakeholder for your need. If it is a planning, then obviously you need to have a project plan. A detailed project plan is always important. High level project plan generally is not very appreciated, but when it is at the top level, it's fine to have the high level project plan, which should have a real the timelines, which is obviously the achievable timelines before we actually commit to the senior leadership. Then you need to have estimated cost, you need to have a work big breakdown structure, basically the milestone and below activities, and finally you also need to have the resource plan, which resource you want for how long duration, from which month to which month, or which week to which week you want the resources to be available for you. That is generally covered as a part of the planning phase. Planning takes a lot of time, because if you plan well, you deliver well. Execution, resources which you have procured already, how they are performing, and some of the tasks which you keep on completing as and when the project progresses. Controlling and monitoring, it is some of the budgeting which you track, which is left out, which is overspend, whatever it is, you generally capture. And you also capture the monitoring piece of the entire gamut, which is either the cost is in check, the quality is in check, the scope is in check, and the risk is in check, or the risks are in check. Closure document, you need to have deliverable as per the customer need. You need to have a user sign off. You need to have a communication informing the stakeholder about the completion of the project. You need to release the resources as a part of the deliverables. And finally, you also need to achieve or document all the project related work. Now, project manager, a very, very focal point for any project for its success. In my view, if the project manager is strong, if the project manager is capable, if the project manager is skilled, then it is bound to happen that your project is very successfully delivered. Now let's talk about some of the intricacies of the project management here in an introduction, and we'll also be talking in detail. Well-managed projects are typically more successful and produce satisfied team and the resources with the customer confidence and ensure the client happiness. End objective is to achieve the client satisfaction or a customer satisfaction. A good project management generates an additional revenue. Sometimes it may deliver on and above whatever you had planned for. Maybe you had planned for 5% increase in a CSAT. If it is really, really executed well, you might end up with 7%. Or if you had envisaged the cost saving of one resources, probably you ended up cost saving for three resources. Finally, the most projects in an industry like IT, defense, construction are complex and require many months or years to complete the project. Take any large project, okay? I'm not referring about any small project. Talk about your supply chain rehauling, or talking about the entire governance roadmap which you are building or curing for your organization. Or take an example of any cybersecurity risk assessment which you're planning for your organization. They are large projects. And if you are having some of the technology landscape change, maybe you want to set up something on the cloud, which is maybe something on a data lake front. Maybe you want to run some of the report which helps the manufacturing organization. Maybe something else which you're planning, which basically are very mammoth exercise and takes a lot of time. And that's why you need the adequate planning, and that's why you need an efficient project manager. Who is project manager? It is basically a person, professional, certified or non-certified, doesn't matter. Certified or certification helps generally, whose job would be to organize, plan, execute, communicate, and ensure that all the project constraints are at the bay, they are getting addressed, the risks are getting highlighted to the senior leadership time to time, and his or her job is to ensure that a project is delivering what it is intended to. Talking about furthermore thing in the project manager, so basically he should have the team lead capability. He should be able to keep motivating the team. There may be a chances where the team is demotivated because of the continuous failure they are coming through on the either technology limitations or the resource limitations or whatever could be the reason. It's a project manager's job to keep them up to the course. It is again project manager's job to keep the communication going. How much is right that the project manager will have to decide. And the capable project manager would actually know, would be aware that what is or what are the activities required or have not identified for the cross-functional involvement. Remember that many projects fail because of the siloed working. People remain into their own world. They don't gel, they don't create a fusion team. They don't interact with a cross-functional team and they're bound to fail. It is a responsibility of a project manager to identify and ensure that the other cross-functional teams are also onboarded. Moving on to the further piece of the project management is a project manager is he or she always looks forward, always with a positive approach, always with the optimistic approach, and always has a zeal to keep up to the course, keep the project onto the track, and ensure that the project objectives are being met. Some of the role, which would be a little bit of a repetition on what we discussed in some time back, the project manager is overall responsible person, one-stop solution for the project to control, monitor, ensure the delivery. Throughout a project lifecycle, the project manager would be responsible to define the scope. You may have the project management office, you may have somebody who is looking at the work which project manager has done. Maybe there is something which is missed out in the project scope. Maybe your PMO office could be in a position to help the project manager to streamline it proper in case something is missed out. Staying onto the schedule, keep the right buffer in check, size the specific team bandwidth, and also plan the cost and ensure that it is well within the budget. Furthermore, project manager roles are managing the resource. Managing the resource is a very, very complicated task, friends, because you may work very well with the systems. You execute the command of the system and system will be bound to deliver the output when the command is right. But that may not be necessarily true when you're managing the resources. Okay, there may be some emotions, there may be some personal issues which the project manager will have to navigate. Document. Document everything as in when you walk the path. Why? Because people do change, technologies do change, informations do change. If it is documented, anybody in the world can refer and can be of help whenever needed. Project manager's responsibility also relies on the identification of the risk. Are we going off the course? Are we envisaging some of the partner or a vendor or a supplier's related risk? Are you envisaging that, hey, this person is going to leave the organization? This is going to have a severe impact on my project. And finally, it is also a responsibility of a project manager to ensure that the quality is in check. In all these explanation, I'm sure you would realize now that how much important the project manager is in the successful execution of a project. Their role is like if you might have seen the orchestra, where there's an person who is kind of navigating the musicians to play their bit in the sequence, which the audience wants to hear. So you can envisage the role of the project manager in a very well-polished way. Project manager may not be an executor of a task directly. He or she might need an additional hand to support and might need a supporting team to execute those tasks. However, it is his or her responsibility that the milestones are reached and also the schedules are met. Meeting the timeline, meeting the schedule will definitely meet the budget as well. So it is anyways the outcome of the earlier two exercises. What are the skills required for being an efficient manager, project manager? You need to have leadership qualities. And I would again go back to my example. Machine would work as you ask machine to work. You need to keep motivating the people time to time. There may be ups and then there may be downs into the project. It is a leadership quality which comes at the bay or at the rescue. Communication skills are very important once again. You may be dealing with a multicultural organization. Using of a right word, using of a right time, using of the right tone, using of the right language helps the project manager for a reduction of the any frictions. The project manager is also expected to organize the tasks, organize the team, organize the document, and keep those documents available and keep it handy, and should be have an ability to provide as and when it is needed. Now imagine if the project manager himself or herself is not organized onto their own schedule, onto their own mailbox. Forget about managing the other projects. Right? So these are some of the skills of the project manager. The project manager should also be thinking negatively. When I say thinking negatively, he or she may also wear the devil's advocate or the hat of the critical thinker. That's also very important. How the other people or other person or other employees would look at the project in a negative way, that also needs to be the skill with the project manager. Keeping the team in a lighter mood, executing the sense of humor time to time, keeping the environment light is also one of the qualities I would personally recommend for any project manager to have. Remember, you are walking on a tightrope. Remember that you may be under pressure. Remember that you might be doing an additional work which you had not envisaged, and you need to have a relaxing time. And if you want to reduce your stress, probably some of the humors, if the project manager has, that's of a great help. Customer need. What we do project for? We do it for someone. We might be doing it for ourselves, that in that case, we might be a customer for us, for our own. But most of the time, we do it for others. And when we do it for others, it is a customer need which we need to keep in mind. Now, the project manager is an application of a knowledge, skill, expertise, and techniques to meet the customer requirement, as you read on the slide. However, customer need may also be something which is undocumented sometimes. And it's sometimes. And those are very, very minute things which you may not even want to document it. Now, in a project management, the customer would define the requirement of the project, right? Imagine that when you are dealing with the Big Fours, you are acting as a customer for them. And you are defining your requirement onto the requirement for proposal document. You are the one who is going to take a decision in that if the cost is XYZ, then only I will be going ahead with this particular project. It's customer requirement. Now, if there is any constraint, any limitations of the project, it's a customer who would influence it, because they know their part of it. They know, and since they've been working on that particular problem, probably they are more aware about the issues. Take an example of your own cybersecurity incident response planning in case you are preparing. Now, you are a customer, you've asked something from the Big Fours, and if the Big Fours are not aware about the cultural diversity, then probably you may end up running into the project issues. So customer helps or customer influences very largely on the constraints or the limitations which you might face across the board. Customer expectations are focused rather than just project specifications. This is just a very high level statement. What it says is like, you know, your customers would be looking for a specific desirable output. And if the specific desirable output is not meeting, then it could be a little challenging for you, right? Customer may not give you the exact specification. It may be your job to provoke the customer to ask for more details. And we all know that meeting customer requirement is crucial for any successful project delivery. If the customer requirement itself is not met, then the entire project goes for a toss. The time spent, money spent goes out from the window. Right. So in summary, friends, the project management is, I would say, is an art. You need to have some of the skills which can help the project to deliver successfully. Remember, the customer requirement is always on check. Remember, the goals, the objectives are supporting the vision of the organization. Remember, there is a schedule, there is a start time, there is an end time, which you always need to keep in mind for any project to move forward. I will have a stop here, and thank you so much for patiently listening to me.